Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Today we present classic complaints, actual grumblings I have either heard or muttered myself. Here are our top 10, starting with number 10. This microwave has too many options. There's like two chocolate chips in this whole cotton pickin' cookie. My treadmill broke, now I have to run outdoors. My neighbor just put a password on his Wi-Fi. 20 chicken McNuggets and one dipping sauce? Come on! Number 5. I paid for the all-you-can-eat buffet, but I was full after one plate of salad. I poured my cereal into the bowl without checking to see if we still had milk. We didn't. If my ripped jeans keep ripping, I'll need to buy new ripped jeans. My shampoo and conditioner never run out at the same time. Oh. And our number 1 SRP spoiled rich person complaint, I can't sit comfortably because my wallet is too fat. Two friends were talking. One was really down. What's wrong? The other asked. Well, he replied, 3 weeks ago my uncle died and left me $100,000. Wow, said the other guy, that's amazing. But 2 weeks ago, said the grumpy friend, a cousin I never even knew died and left me $150,000. Then last week, my great aunt passed away. I inherited $500,000 from her. Good grief, you have been so blessed, said his friend. Why so sad? Because this week, nothing. Back in 1988, Polish railway worker Jan Grebski fell into a coma. When he awoke 19 years later, the communist Poland he once knew, where meat was rationed and huge lines plagued every gas station, was gone. To him, the new Poland was a place of liberty and abundance. There are so many goods in the shops, it makes my head spin, said Grebski. Then he said, you would think the liberated people would live gratefully. But no, all these people walk around with their mobile phones and yet they never stop moaning. Have you met such people? Have you been such people? I have. When the nation of Israel was liberated from slavery in Egypt, they rejoiced for about 12 minutes. Then the grumbling commenced. They griped about the danger. They fussed about the food. They whined about the water, the leadership, the rocks in their sandals, and those manna tacos. Ah! Well, maybe you say, who doesn't whine now and then? It's no big deal. But it is a big deal to God. Because of their complaining, that generation of grumblers never entered the promised land. They died in the desert. That's what complaining does, really. Keeps us in the desert, sucks the life from our bodies, dries up our joy. And it doesn't stop there. We pass it on to those we love. And sometimes ingratitude can even topple a nation. Romans 1 describes the downfall of a whole society. Verse 21 tells us where it all begins. Although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him. Then Paul lists some results of ingratitude: greed, depravity, envy, murder, strife, gossip, slander, arrogance, infidelity, no love, no mercy. So how do we stop whining and avoid it like the plague it is? Try this. Each time you feel a grumble coming on, substitute a thank you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, says Psalm 118. His love endures forever. Today, thank him for that love, for all he's given you, for sending Jesus to defeat death and offer bright hope for tomorrow. Grousing about thick wallets will vanish, as will complaints like this. I want food from the back of the fridge, but it's blocked by all the food in the front of the fridge.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.